Yesterday in Shir, we spent time introducing the clair about the Isra of Shatnez. The question being whether a person who has a baggad in which their Shatnez has one big Chefza the Isura, one big object of Isra. Just like if you have an animal that has a hole in the lung, the whole animal is one big piece of treifus. No difference if you eat the lung or you eat the steak. So you could look at Shatnez like as one big chefsadi surah, one big object of Isser, and covering yourself with any part of it is an Isser. Doesn't matter if it's a part that has wool and linen or doesn't. Or is Pshat? No. The Isser of Shatnez are the strings of wool and linen. When you have wool and linen, that's the Isser. If you have other strings in the baggage, that's not a Chetzadi Isura. A cotton in a baggage is not Chetzadi Isura. Let's say somebody has a suit, and the wool and linen is part of the suit, and the other part of the suit is made of something else. So the second way to learn is no. The wool and the linen, they are the Shatnez. And according to the Rosh, only the wool and linen that cross each other are Shatnez. But anything else, any other part of the Beged is not Shatnez. This was the Chakira. There were two main nafgaminas. If we look at the Beged as one big Chefsadi Surah, or we just look at the strings that are Shatnez, one nafgamina is, if I have a Beged that already has Shatnez, and now somebody puts in more wool or more linen, does it become more of an Isser or not? Let's say I have a sweater and it's already Shatnez. And now more strings of Shatnez are being put in. More strings of wool, more of linen. Does that make it a bigger Aveir? If you learn the first way, a Beged of Shatnez is a Chatzadi Isura. It doesn't matter how much Shatnez there is. Just like a behemoth that's treif. If you have a behemoth that's a treifa, it doesn't matter if it has one hole in the lungs, or two holes, or three holes. It's the same treifa. So if you look at the beged as one big chefzadi surah, so it doesn't matter if it has one piece of wool and linen, one wool and one linen, or five wool and five linen, it doesn't matter. It's the same exact aveira. That's one nafgamina. And the second nafgamina was if a person has a long baguette made of, let's say, cotton, and the shatnez is on one end of it, is he allowed to warm himself with the other end of that baguette? The end of the baguette that's just plain cotton. He wants to cover himself with the part of the baguette that's not woolen. If you learn that the whole baguette is one big chefsadi surah, so you're not allowed to cover yourself, not with the part that's the wool linen and not with the part that's cotton. No difference. However, if you learn the second way, that it's just the strings of wool, the strings of linen that are shatnez, so if I cover myself with the part that's cotton, then it should be mutter. These were the two main nafkaminas. Of course, if you take out the shatnez, then it's always chef to the isur, then it's kosher.
So you see thing.
Not really. If I have a keli, do you see? Because if you take out the wool linen, so then the cotton becomes mutter.
My treif is not like that. You take out the treif, it doesn't make it.
Because you can heal the treif. Would it be possible to heal the treif? Then the whole thing would be mutter. You're right. It's a difference. The kira nosha is no shayla. Only the kira nosha is the treif. Right, or chaylev. It's not shayla, only the chaylev is the part that's awesome, the rest of it is mutter. So the question is how to compare it. According to the second way, every time you have another string of wool and linen crossing each other, you'll have another aver. If you have a beggar with five strings of wool and linen, and a beggar of one, so the one of one, you have one aver. The one of five, you have five avers. This is the chakira. So I mentioned to you yesterday that the Rashi Yeshiva argue about this. Reb Shimon, Shari Yosher, Shar Gimel, Perichachof, says with certainty that the first way, that the whole beged is one big chepsa de Yisura, says it with a vadois. And loimi boy, a beggar of tzemer that has one string of pishtan, certainly it's all an issur. But even a beggar of sharminim, of cotton, that has it, some shatnas in it, that it's kulay, one big chesed yisura. And he compares it to a nega in a beged. If somebody has tzaras in a beged, even the tzaras is in one spot, the Rambam says that whole beged has to be burnt. The whole beged is a beged of negoyim. So Rav Shimon compares it to that, and he says it's one big chesed yisur. Rav Shach, on the other hand, Davi Ezri on Kalayim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches, says the pashtus the other way. He says for such a pashtus that only woolen linen could be shatnez. Cotton can never be shatnez. There's no such thing that cotton is shatnez. That's his argument. If I have a big bag and part of it is cotton, the cotton can't be shatnez, period. That's Rav Shach's approach. So, the one's attached. You mean the Rambam?
What's the
clue that
they're arguing on?
I'm not sure. You're asking?
They say that there's a piece of linen and it's not
shatnez. Only the linen and the wool are shatnez, but the cotton is not shatnez. Right. Wherever you have wool. He says because he can't have cotton being shatnez. Cotton can never be shatnez. Only wool can be shatnez and linen can be. It's a beged. Yes, he's not looking at his one cheft of the surah like you are. He's saying that you look at each thread, and the threads that are shatnez are shatnez. The threads that are not are not. That's the way he looks at it. Yeah, there's no question. Where you have wool and you have linen, so there's no question that the wool and linen are shatnez. The whole shaila is on the sharmina that are there. So klayim b'tzitzis, you have a woolen baguette, and you're taking, well, we have a pre-made hole, and we stick the klayim, let's say you have a linen baguette, and you stick the woolen threads in, and you make a knot. So now, the wool and the linen cross each other. Says the wool. What?
He's considered to be wearing those strings.
But I'm being careful. I'm saying that all the tzemer and all the linen is zicha shatnez. Even the tzemer alone, the linen alone.
Yeah, but all that tzemer including them, jump part, not wearing.
That's right. So I'm not wearing the linen part, but I'm wearing the wool part of a bag of shatnez. This beggar is a beggar shall shatnez.
It's only where
they touch. Okay, but then he's still wearing it. He's wearing that corner of the beggar. The wool part of the beggar he's wearing. See, the argument that Ezra's saying is an argument of Shmuel mentions that on tzitzis, if you have a linen beggar and woolen strings, the woolen strings don't warm you. They're not mechamim you. So why do they count as part of the beged shel shatnez? That's what you're asking. One way around it is that for the look, people still wanted the look of tzitzis. Could be. Or it could be, like he says, that once wool and linen cross each other, the wool itself is, like both shittas, is issur. The shayla is only the sharminim that are in the beged.
So shatnez is agreeing that the whole beged.
When it's just wool and just linen, there's no shayla. The wool becomes aser, the linen becomes aser. Sharminim are excluded, right?
Because
for wool and linen, he's saying the same thing. That the whole thing, it still has to do with the machlokes around the rush, which I don't want to confuse at the moment. But he says that by wool and linen, I'm sure the whole beged is aser. By sharminim, Rav Shach says that sharminim can't be shatnez.
Rosh
Hashanah. Rav Shach says light everybody. He says light certainly if you hold, like the Rosh, even like the Rambam. See, he's Masber. The Sharminim could connect it. The Sharminim make the wool linen to be considered connected, but they're still the Isha. They can't be the Issa. They can't be the Chesed Issa. So the Issa is the wool, the Wiss is the linen, but the Sharminim you can wear. That's what it says. Alright, so these are two Mahalchim. I told you Rabbi Chanan has something like in between. Says it's one aver, it's two averis with one ma'isa. However, right now it's not negiah to us. The ikud we have to know the two mahalchim. We give them names. So we're calling one the Reb Shimon, the Shari Yosher, and one we're giving a name to Rav Shach with his mahalach. They're not the only ones that have these two mahalchim. I told you when we started, the really it's a night of Yehuda. Yeah. From Shulchan Aruch, the Arayis Lakan Lakan. And we must remember to come back to learn Tysus, but I get sidetracked, I sometimes forget. We have to come back and see how Tysus is mashed, but let's go a step at a time. Let's see the Arayis that they bring. So, first of all, we have Sibin Shinal of Sif Gimel. When you have a big baged, and one end of it has Klayim, and you're wearing it from the second side. So why don't we just say that's totally in, it should be totally in these two ways of learning. I have one big baguette and it's has shatnez on one end and the other end it's non-shatnez. So according, if you learn that it's one big chefsidi suri, you're not allowed to wear it. If you learn that it's not one big chefsidi sura, only the woolen linen is shatnez, then you're allowed to wear it. Then you're a lot of wear the part that's made out of cotton. That was our second nafkamina. Now, as I told you yesterday, the language here is very important. The Shulchan Aruch says, again, this is in Yeridei, Simishin Aleph of Gimel, Beged Gadol, V'klayim Mitzat Echad, you have a big Beged, and Shatan is at one end, Asr l'loif shay afilu mitzidei habeis. You're not allowed to wear even on the second side. So that sounds like it's one big chesed isura, because it says beged gadol uklayim mitzad echad asr l'loif shay afilu mitzidei habeis.
Beged gadol is from silk.
From
silk.
Sharmin.
Yeah.
So that's right. Says here afilu mitzidei shay, you're not allowed to wear it. So it's a raya that it's one big chesed isura. You're not allowed to wear it even on the other end.
Sorry, it's from tzemach.
Oh, okay. All right. So according to Reb Shimon, who learns it's a big chesed isura and achinami, it's a raya. It says if you have klayim b'tzad echad, you're not allowed to wear it on the second side. If you hold with Rav Shach's mahalach, that only the tzemer and the pishtin is the shatnez, not the whole baguette. We're going to teach the Shulchan Aruch that it means you have one big baguette of tzemer. The baguette is made out of tzemer. And you have pishtin on one side. Somebody has a woolen suit. And in one spot, there's pishtin. So Shulchan Aruch is assuring that you might think you're allowed to wear it. You're allowed to cover yourself with the side that's pure tzemer. That side has no shatnez in it. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, according to Rav Shach's Mahalach, that if the beged is totally tzemer and one end is pishtan, you might think you're allowed to cover yourself just with the tzemer end. So kamash malan, even the tzemer itself is awesome. That halach is true according to everybody. Right, that din is not totally in Ala Chakira. Ala Chakira, the nafkamina was, if I have a cotton baguette with shatnez on one end, if I'm allowed to cover myself with the cotton. Rav Shach will say, that's mutter. That's still mutter. If to everything, it's still mutter. The Shulchan Aruch is not saying, you're not allowed to cover yourself with the cotton part. Shulchan Aruch means, you're not allowed to cover yourself with the just wool or just linen part. You might think, I could cover myself just with the tzemer and leave the pishtam off. Or cover myself just with the pishtam and leave the tzemer off. Shulchan Aruch is saying that you're still not allowed to do it. That's how Rav, if you go with Rav Shach's Mahalaf, that's how you're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Why should there be a chilek? Because as Rav Shach says, Rav Shach's Mahalach is that cotton can't be shatnez. There's no such thing. Only tzemer or pishtan could be shatnez. I understand, but if I'm wearing tzemer, which touches pishtan on part of the baguette, then that itself is shatnez. I'm wearing tzemer, which has pishtan on the part of the baguette.
Does it mean that the whole baguette is made out of tzemer and the bottom is pishtan and tzemer? Or what if the baguette is made out of tzemer and then you have two pieces and you sew it together.
A piece of tzemer and pishtan sewed together. So wear that together. That's pasha, I'm not allowed to cover myself.
That's on the floor. It's on the floor.
Right.
On the bottom, I attach a piece of shatnez and a tzemer.
Right.
Would that be usher or mutter?
The tzemer would be usher. Because it's still tzemer attached to pishtan. It's attached through something which is attached. But as long as the tzemer is attached to the pishtan.
The cotton is also attached to the cloth.
It's true, the cotton is also attached, but the cotton doesn't become the chetzah di surah. The according to Rav Shach's Mahalach, the isur is only the tzemer and the pishtan. I would give you an example, I just don't want to confuse it more. I keep on debating. Those who learn Pasa B'chalav, the example will clarify it. Those who didn't, it'll make it more confusing. So I'm not sure. But an example would be, if it doesn't help you, forget it. But an example would be, I have a chalot. The chalot has one kazayis of meat in it. And it has potatoes and beans. Let's say the chalot has 10 kazayisim, one kazayis is meat. Right? I'm cooking the chalot. And milk spritzes onto the meat. So I have 1 ounce of meat. Now I have 1 ounce of milk. I have 1 ounce of milk, 1 ounce of meat, and 9 other ounces of whatever it is. Now, I have 11 ounces, right? What do I have? I have 9 ounces of mutter, 1 ounce of meat, 1 ounce of milk. Now, this whole 11 ounces falls into a gigantic pot. Do I need shishim against the 2 ounces? Or shishim against the 11 ounces? What's the isser itself? Is the isser itself the 2 ounces? Or is the isser itself the 11 ounces? So certainly, minatayra, I only need iser against the 2 ounces. After mevatel the basar and the chalav. If I get rid of the basar and chalav, the potatoes are not iser. The same thing. If I have a tzemer beged and I put in a string of pishtan, the whole tzemer, the whole pishtan is also, it's like meat and milk. And I have a cotton beged, and then I put a string of pishtan and a string of tzemer on it, the iser is only the pishtan and the tzemer, according to Rav Shach's Mahalach. Because the cotton is like the potatoes in the cholent, it's not meat. Mashal the mashal helps you. Makes it clear? Huh? Does it make it clear? The mashal makes it clear? Potatoes and milk and meat in a pot cooking. The iser is the meat and the milk. That's true, if it's belay into the thing, it has a bliya. But the point is, the iser is the basar and the cholam. The potatoes are innocent bystanders that are in the pot. The same thing with the cotton in a beged of tzemer or pishtan, according to Rav Shach's Mahalach. Sorry. What? We're going to talk about that. Lamaisa, there isn't, but that's one of Rav Shimon's rayas. So the taka, we'll get to that.
If you just try to tie it, that there's no such thing as shatnez by someone that's not tzemer and pishtan, or do you think literally there could be more iser in a beged of shatnez and there's more shatnez?
Rav Shach's Lashon is an emphatic Lashon. He says very strong language. Reminds me of the way Rosalski talks sometimes. He says, Ein dava zet sarach leponim. He says, this thing you shouldn't even argue with me about. Dava pashatu. He says, and then maybe you just says, vakarity shver. He says, Ein dava, he says, doesn't need any rayas. He brings a raya, which we're talking about. But he's so stark that shar minim can't be shan. There's no such thing. Tzemer could be shan. Pishtan could be shan.
Not that. But if the whole beged is shan, is he really going to say you have more oinshin? There's more shan? Or just try to say when's the thief, when's no thief?
That's a good question. Would he agree that if you put in more strings, there would be more Averis? I don't think in his language he goes into it, so I can't. You're right. You could be Mechal at the
time. His Russell is not really that it's more Isser. You're saying, does the Isser apply?
He doesn't say it's more Isser. I don't recall him saying that.
Shabbos has no minimum Shia. It's just because
it wasn't. Shabbos has no minimum Shia. So we'll get to one of the rayas of Rav Shimon. It's similar to Takadis raya, but give me a second. Yeah. What's the havamina of the? I guess the havamina would be that you're not allowed to be nehenna from wool and linen together. But the nehenna from wool, which is touching linen, there would be a havamina I could. That would be the havamina. I can't be nehenna from wool and linen, so kamash malon that you can. What? That's taka what they're arguing. They're arguing, it comes down to arguing taich in the pasuk. And the Torah says loisul b'shatnez. So the Torah is saying don't wear loisul b'shatnez temro pishtin yachtav. You're not allowed to wear shatnez dahainu the temro pishtin yachtav. Or is it saying you're not allowed to wear any beged shatnez, which is a beged that has temro pishtin? Rav Shimon says that the lashon of the Yerushalmi when it brings this case. The language of Yerushalmi is you have a beged aruch, miktsasa yesh bay klayim, or miktsasa ein bay. That's the language of Yerushalmi. Miktsasa ein bay. So he says miktsasa ein bay can't mean that the whole thing is tamer and part of it has pishta. That wouldn't be called miktsasa ein bay. Miktsasa ein bay, the language is that there's no klayim bechlal on the other half. Tzasei Einboy sounds like it's Sharminim. It has neither Tzemer or Pishtim. And that's why Rav Shimon writes that it has to be talking that the rest of the Beged is Sharminim, and still you're not allowed to wear it. And still it's also to wear it. Even though the Tzasei Einboy, the part that has no climb, you're also not allowed to wear a Tzasei Einboy Beged. So he argues that the Lashon Yerushalmi is very stark his way. Go to Rav Shach's raya. Mitzasai yesh by klayim, mitzasai yesh by rak tzemer, rak pishta. Because the chiddush is that has only half the klayim, so to speak. So, or should I say like him, beg a gadol. Klayim etzad echad, as lo yishev etzid e'asheni. Now let's go, which I had to say first, let's go to Rav Shimon's raya. Rav Shimon brings a raya from the dinim of Bittel by Shatnes. I mean, this is Simir Resh Tzadik Tes Sif Aleph. Rav Shimon is very marich, and I'll just try to explain the part that's most negeya to us. All right. Before we start, I have to explain to you how you get your clothing. You're wearing clothing, most of you, and the clothing is made out of material. In order to get your clothing, there are four stages that the cloth goes through to become a shirt or a jacket. There are four stages. I'm not talking about dyeing it. I'm just talking about the cloth part. There are four stages. It's very negat el chesitzis, which we'll discuss. Tevi v'shava v'shua v'noiz, which we're going to get to. We're going to discuss this barichas in the other days. All cloth starts out as fibers. Fibers are not threads. Threads don't grow not on a sheep. You don't cut off and get threads. Cotton doesn't grow as fibers. Doesn't grow as threads. Everything starts off as a fiber. A fiber means it's a tuft of cloth, like you have a tuft of cotton. You buy a cotton that you dab on medicine with. No strings there. Those are fibers. Fibers means they're little pieces of material. All fiber is made into threads by spinning. Now, before they do that, they comb it. First, it has to be combed and straightened out as much as possible and cleaned out. It's combed. That's called nofutz, nefitza. It's combed out. Then there's tevia. That's making threads. How does a person make thread out of a tuft? Let's think about it. Let's say you want to make a wick out of a piece of a tuft of cotton. What do? You spin it with your fingers. You twirl it. A spinning wheel does the same thing. All it does is spin the fibers around each other tightly. Every thread is made of fibers that are wound around each other very tightly. That's how you get a thread, and that's called tevia. Tevi. Take material, you make a thread. You could make a thread of a mixture. If a person wants to take wool and linen, he can make one thread out of wool and linen, because all threads are made by spinning. That's the way it's made, with a spinning wheel or with a tool, other tools they used to have that women used to hold in front of them and spin. That's spinning. So you have fibers, threads. Now, from threads alone, you end up with something very thin. Your tzitzis are not threads. They are a number of threads that go through a process called shazira. And that is that a number of threads are twisted around each other to make a thick string. All strings are made from different threads that are spun around each other. Your tzitzis, the minig is to make tzitzis that are either what they call kafel arba or kafel shmeina. The thicker tzitzis are 8 threads around each other. The thinner ones are 4 threads around each other. It's kosher even 2. You have to have at least 2 threads. In tzitzis, you need shazira. You need to make the threads. How do they make the threads? You spin it, it should come apart. What they do is, when they make a thread, they spin it very quickly. If there are 2 ways to spin it, it's called the S-spin or a Z-spin. That means, when you look at the thread, if you magnify, pen's not going to work on the blackboard. If you magnify the way a thread looks, you take a tiny thread, you'll see it has lines either this way. That's an S, right? The S is this way. It's called an S. Or it's done this way, which they call the Z spin, because it's the middle of a Z. Right? Now, if you're going to take a close look at your tzitzis, you'll see what they do is, when they make the thread, let's say they spin the thread in an S spin. That means there's a natural pull in one direction. They take the 2 threads or the 4 threads and they spin it around each other on your tzitzis in a Z-spin, the opposite spin. If you look closely, you'll see that the tzitzis has 1 spin, and then when you look at each little thread, it has an opposite spin. That way they pull, they have a natural pull in the direction that they're coming from, and they pull in opposite directions, so they offset each other and they stay together well. That's why you would think shazira doesn't stay together as tightly as a thread. It's not that way. It's even stronger, because the pulls offset each other. That's shazira. So you have so far 3 steps: the fibers, the threads, and then the strings. The strings from which clothing is made. Very fine clothing can be made straight from thin threads, but it's very hard to do it that way. Usually they make it from strings. Then the strings have to be made into clothing. So that could be done a number of ways. You could do ariga, weaving. Our clothing is made from ariga. You look closely, it's a box. It's a cross-woven clothing. It's called ariga. Or you could do tefira. Tefira is sewing. You sew something with a needle. That's tefira. There are many other ways of attaching it. We are going to discuss, in short, having the eyes, we're going to talk about both types, about ariga and about tefira. So these are the ways, this is the way, the 4 steps through which all material goes in order to become clothing. Okay? Hagdam. Now, What has to do with tzitzis and shatnez, Gabi Shua Tevi Vinoiz, we're going to wait till Hayam Ibeis, we're going to get to it. Benegeya, get turning back here to some Eresh Tzadik test. Is there such a thing as bittul by Tzemer or Pishtim? By possible challah, it could be bittul. If you have meat or milk, or meat that absorbs the taste of milk, and it falls into a mixture, and it dissolves into a mixture, it disappears, it's bittul. What about by klai? So it says two din. It says, if you have fibers of Tzemer Rechelim and Tzemer Gemalim. Tzemer Rechelim is wool. Tzemer Gemalim is Sharminim. If you make the thread from fibers that are made out of both types of Tzemer, if Raiv is Tzemer Gemalim, if Raiv is not real wool, then there's bittul. Then the Tzemer, the real tzemer, is bottled into the other min, and that thread is allowed to be used with tishtan. There's no problem, because we say bittul b'raiv, not bittul b'shishim, bittul b'raiv on wool or on linen. So that now wool is not bottled into linen, linen is not bottled into wool, but wool is bottled into sharminim. If it disappears into sharminim, b'raiv is bottled. That's what it says in the first part of Sif Aleph. So good, bittul b'raiv, we heard of it, right? Bas b'chalav is different, it goes according to the Nesinas Tam, so it needs shishim, this needs raiv, no problem. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Avo, however, achar shenasa chutim, once you already made it into a thread, you went to the next step in the process, ein leklayim shir, afilu chut kol shehu shal tzemer, bebeged gadol shal pishtan, I shall pishtan b'tzemer, osir, afilu nevar achot v'lo yedanu mekaymai lo shayach by bittul v'asr. It says that once it's made into a thread and it gets lost into a beged, so then it's not shayach bittul anymore. So here it says that once it's a thread, it's not shayach bittul. It's not shayach bittul anymore. Now, why is it different if it's a thread or if it's a fiber? Why fibers are bottle bereive and threads are not? What Rav Shimon says is that on threads it's not shayach bittul because the whole beged becomes a chetzad isura. It's not shayach bittul on threads, because when you have a thread in a beged, a thread of tzemer and a thread of pishtan, the whole beged becomes a chetzad isura. And since the whole beged becomes a chetzad isura, the it's not shayach bittul. The isur is everything. Not the isur is only the thread. Well, in the fiber where you're making the thread in the first place, it's shayach bittul, because be'etim it's shayach bittul on tzemer or pishtan. However, when you have threads, and the thread is already a thread of tzemer, a thread of pishta, and you sew it into a baguette, they can't be bottled, because the whole thing becomes a chetzad isura. And since the whole thing becomes a chetzad isura, therefore, there's no bittul on threads. That's what Rav Shimon says.
One string of tzemer and a whole baguette.
You're right. Okay, you're right. One second. This is what Rav Shimon says. So Rav Shimon says fibers are bottled because a fiber and a thread is bottled. Thread is in shatnez. A beged, when it's a beged, any string makes the whole thing a chetzad isura. So what's shayach bittul? The whole thing is isur. It's not like basa b'chol, you have to find the basa, find the chol of its bottle. The whole thing becomes isur. This is what Rav Shimon says. Now, you follow the difference? You find the difference between the thread and the fibers. Fibers are bottled before it comes to being shatnez. Threads, which you're putting in a baguette, when you're putting it into a beged, if you hold the whole beged, becomes chafetz di isura, so it's not shy bittel. So what if you can't find it? It's not isur that's lost. The whole thing is isur. The whole thing is a chafetz di isura. That's what that's Rav Shimon's raya. Now, it's true that in the case of tzemer into pishtim, pishtim into tzemer, the threads, it's not a raya. The way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the way I read it to you, it's taken no raya, because tzemer, pishtim, pishtim, tzemer is a chanapah. The only thing that a fiber was different is when it was a fiber into other to other fibers, not tzemer into pishtim. So the truth is that from the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's not a raya. But nevertheless, if Shimon makes this chilek between threads and fibers, we have to see if it takashtims with the way it's brought in halacha. Rav Shimon brings it from the Makairis and Klayim. And anyway, this is his raya. So it comes out of third nafkamina now. If you learn that it's a totally a chetzah di sura, that's not shayapit. Even if you would have a string of tzemer in a beged of cotton that got lost and you can't find it. You have a beged of cotton, it's got pishtan, and the string of tzemer is lost. Could we say bithel? Rav Shimon says that even in cotton, it's not bottle. Because who cares where it is? The whole beged is a chetzah di isur. Mishenke, if you're going to learn that the string of tzemer is the isur, and it's bottle, so then it's bottle, then it's gone. So this is Rav Shimon's case from Reish Tzadik Tesef Aleph. Rav Shach brings a raya from Shin Aleph Sif Yudalid, a strange case, a strange beged. They used to have the following type of a beged. Tzitz shel or, a tzitz, the tzitz of the Beis HaMikdash was a forehead piece tied on with string. So it seems they used to have a headband made of leather, tzitz shel or, by meshi, shetala behen chutei tzemer v'chutei pishtin meduldolin apnei ha'adam k'dei la'afriach hazbuvin. They used to hang on a across the forehead. They used to have hanging down strings. What? Okay. So you're saying it's a net. His lashon is chutim of pishtam and tzemer hanging down to lafriach hazbuvim. When zbuvim fly, I guess you move around. The strings fly around, so it scares away. It chases away the flies. Doesn't seem worth it to me. If I had the flies, then these things in my face the whole day. But apparently, it was something they wore. So shilas is this shatnas. Let's think about it. You have here on your forehead leather. The leather is a beged. It rings a headband. It warms you. You have these strings hanging down, which are some tzemer, some pishtan. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein boy mishum klayim shein derechimu b'kach." That's not klayim. These strings are not begadim. They're not clothing. We said it has to be done. It's mechamim. It warms you or protects you, or meaning protects you from the. 1 second. Or it's for the look. Apparently, they didn't wear this for the look. So the Shulchan Aruch said these strings that are hanging down, they don't have a din of a beged, and there's no shadow, Mr. Shach. That's what it says. Dr. Shach, now listen to how he brings a raya from here. And this is grounded also in the Rav Shmuel, Hey, he brings this raya too. He says, 1 minute. What were they arguing about? Rav Shach and Rav Shimon were arguing. In a case where I have a beged, and the cotton is warming me, and the shatnez is on the ground not warming me. Right? That's the nafkamina. I have a long beged. The cotton part is warming my legs, and the other part is sitting on the floor. So according to Rav Shimon, it's aser. I'm not allowed to cover myself with the cotton. Even though the shatnez part is on the floor, the shatnez part is not warming me at all. It's on the floor. I'm not allowed to cover myself with the cotton. So in this beged also, part of the beged is shatnez, part is not shatnez. The part that's warming me is the R, is the part that's not shatnez. And we say that it's mutter. If the whole beged is a chetzah d'isura, then even the part that's on my forehead should be isur. Because even that part should have a neshem chetzah d'isura of shatnez. Why?
The part that's shatnez is not in derechimu. It's not shatnez. Same way in cotton is not shatnez. So in derechimu is not shatnez.
and the part that's on my lap, I've cotton on my lap, and the other stuff hanging down.
That part of the baguette is which is more unique, and that part is there as the most going shot.
Sounds like a little terrace. But you, first, you hear Rav Shach's raya. Rav Shach is understanding that this is the same. Why did I have cotton on my lap and shatan is on the floor, one big baguette? Or if I have cotton on my forehead and strings hanging down, my nafkamina. So he says, you see, that doesn't get a name of a chetzadisa. That's Rav Shach's raya. L'chayra, what Baruch is saying is right, maybe it's different. A baguette that's hanging on the floor, it's a baguette. The Tzemer Pishna is a baguette, it could warm me. The stuff hanging in front of my face, it's not a baguette. It's made to be a fly swatter. It's not a baguette. It's not made for chimum. So that chilek could be a good chilek. It's front of my face. Touching, but it's not mechavim. It's not mechavim in the face. I'm not having enough of the baguette. Yeah, no, but you're allowed to have enough from shatnez that flies don't get to you. You can make a fly swatter out of it. Right? It's only the beged use. It has to be a beged use that you're using it for. If it's a beged use, then it's a problem.
Why is that not a beged
use? Why is it not? Because what up with God? The things that warm you, the things that make you look good, things that protect you from the cold.
It's not cold, you protect you from the fly.
No, something that protects the flies from coming to you, in front of you. That's not that. Apparently, that's not called a hanos beged. Now, a necktie is hanos beged. Besides the fact that it is mechamim on a hot day, you feel like pulling off your tie, but it's also for the look. When I said people wear it for the look, right? Alright, so this is the raya one way, this is the raya the other way, and neither raya is absolutely mukhrach, and therefore we're walking away with two mahalchim. We're not walking away yet, we have to get to Tosfos. Okay? Let's get to Tosfos. Let's see the raya from the bottom Tosfos. I feel it's Samar Lepishim, Pishim Letzamer. Zok Tosfos. Nira, afilu shnei chutin lavan shel tzemer shari bepishtan kedamer b'menachis af agad desha b'minai kedamer hasam migul tcheres patra lavan nami piter migul tcheres patra lavan nami piter. What does that mean? I have a pishtan beged. I'm putting on tcheres. Shabbos. It's mutter. I say defalaisis. Now I want to put on the white strings. The shaila is, am I allowed to put on two white strings of wool? That's the shaila. I'm wearing a pishtan baguette. I have my tcheles. I'm asking a shaila, am I allowed to use woolen white strings? So Taisus, why is it mutter? Because we have a svara of migul. Migul tcheles patra lo v'nami paiter. Whatever the svara of migul is. Taisus brings a makar from it, from a gemara. There's such a thing as migul. In fact, Reb Shmuel, what do I need migul for? Who needs migul? It should be mutter anyway. If you're going to learn that it's a chetzad yisur, the way Reb Shimon learns. So when I have tcheles on my baguette, it's a chetzad yisur. So why do I need a heta to put on more klayim? Of course I could put on more klayim. Of course I'm allowed to put on more klayim. It's already klayim. It's already chetzad yisur. If you say there's no bigger avera to put on more strings, so what do I need a migul svara for? I should, of course, I'm allowed to put on more strings of wool. It's already a chetzad isura. This is his kasha. Okay, again, I have a linen baguette with wool and tcheles. You're asking me a shayla if I could put on more wool. I'll tell you what kind of shayla is that. It's tcheles shatnez anyway. Of course, you could put on more wool. What's a shayla? Why does Tosfos have to come on to a svar of a migul? It's pashut you can put on more. This is the kasha that's brought from this Tosfos. Who needs the migul? It should be mutter. It's pashut. It's mutter. Once I have shatnez, of course I can put on more shatnez. Now, what do you say to the raya? Right, the Chazanish says that. The Chazanish says that's kufa de migu. The migu is, it's not big magic svaras of migu. It's just that once the shatnez anyway, shatnez anyway, which is not so good from what he brings afterwards, but Chazanish says that. But that's not what I would have said. I would have said something else. Why would you say, if I walked over to you, I show you I have a linen baguette, I have tcheles, I'm asking you, could I pull in wool? Wool and white strings of wool. I'm telling you, look, it's shatnez anyway. It's shatnez anyway, so why can't I put in more wool? What would you answer? I think what I would answer. If somebody comes to me with a linen baguette and tcheles on it, and he tells me it's shatnez, I would tell him it's not shatnez. It's not shatnez. I say that chalaisa say it's not. That's not shatnez. It looks like shatnez, but it's really not. Shatnez is something the Torah says you're not allowed to have. If the Torah says you're allowed to have it, so that's not shatnez. You're going to put in more shatnez. That's going to be shatnez. No, you know what you would say. I once read that Reb Chaim was very, very squeamish about blood. He saw blood and maybe had a very sensitive tendency towards blood. So when he was a young Rosh Hashiva and they were Mechaber in the first time to be a Sandik, his relatives were nervous. You know, how's he going to be Sandik because there's blood? So he had no problem. So somebody asked him afterwards, I get squeamish by blood. He said, yeah, by blood I get squeamish, but this is Damila. Damila is a Chetzishal Mitzvah, you know, it doesn't get me squeamish. It's not blood. I mean, it's. Looks like blood. It's that mila. Right. So I would say the same thing. Somebody tells me I have shatnez. That's not shatnez. That's tcheles on a peged shel pishta. That's a mitzvah. Shatnez is a type of aveira, and tcheles is a type of mitzvah. Is that what you would say?
It would be
tali in the lamdus of asei tcheles. I say you're right. It would be tali. If you learn asei doichol oisasei means you weigh it like a point system, so then it is shatnez, just it outweighs it. But if I would say that there's no aveira b'chlal, so that's how I would explain. I say it's b'chlal no aveira by shatnez, by tzitzis. Tchel is not an aveira. So now you're asking me, could I put in white strings, which are an aveira? Oh, so I need a svar of an eagle. Otherwise it would be awesome. But that's the way I would have answered this raya. I don't. They don't answer it this way. But that's the way I would have answered the raya. Be that as it may, the raya is the sort of the starting point here by the Rosh Yeshiva and the Shurim on this. That why does Tysus need a migu? It should be pashit that white strings can go into. A white cotton, it should be pashit that white wool could go in. It's a chefetz of Yisura, a chefetz of the shatnez anyway. That's the raya from Tosfos. Now, okay, Adkan is the Shakal V'Tarya, the three or four rayas that I mentioned. Now, let's go to something else. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch. Simi Yud Aleph. It's part of a large Haggah. The beginning of the Haggah goes in the Gemara Hayam and Beis, but in the middle he talks about this. He has a shayla. Halacha l'maisa, if you have tcheles, nowadays you don't have, but when you have tcheles, you could take a linen baguette and put tcheles. I should say halacha l'maisa. The din Torah is they could take a linen baguette and put on tcheles, and there's no problem with shatnez. What about taking a baguette of shatnez? I went to the store, I bought myself a baguette, I took it to the shatnez tester, it's all shatnez. I'm stuck, I can't return it. What do I do now? Have an eitzah. Take your baguette of shatnez, make it four-cornered, put tzitzis in the four corners when tchelus existed, and now it should be mutter. Klet Rabbi Akiva Eger, this shayla. Am I allowed to take a shatnez baguette with a baguette of shatnez and put on tcheles, and now go and wear it? Look, I'm allowed to take a tzemer baguette and put on tcheles. I'm allowed to take a linen baguette and put on tcheles. So I want to take a linen and wool baguette and put on tcheles. Why not? What? So I want to put tzitzis on this baguette. What?
The plastic, if you take tzitzis that is shatnez and put it on your baguette.
Right.
What is with the beged?
What does it have to do with the beged? So you're saying it should be awesome. The beged is awesome. What's a tzad should be mutter? What, anybody have a tzad should be mutter? If it's all one big chesed surah anyway, if you can go with the mahalach, that it's a chesed surah. It doesn't matter how many more strings you have. Now, like I said, I was saying I would look at it as a chesed atayra the tchet, but they're saying no, it's a chesed surah. So if you look at it as a chesed surah, then who cares how much you have? So what? There's a custom that what? Right, but maybe once I have tzitzis, on a beged of tzitzis, there's no dinim of shatness on the god of tzitzis. No dinim of tzitzis. What? Gedilim are allowed to be shatness. But again, if we look at shatness like Rav Shimon does, Shmuel brings that, the Beis HaLevi learns that way too. They look at it as a chepzidi surah, one big beged. Doesn't matter how many strings of shatness. So who cares how many strings there are? Can't be mevatel iser, but you're allowed to buy shabbos. You're allowed to buy tzitzis. I mean, you're allowed chatchila to wear linen bag and woolen strings. What? I'm gonna put tzitzis before I put it on. I put the tzitzis on in the store, and then I'll buy another. Look, you're all right. It's awesome. Kidega brings that it's awesome. He has a geshmaka hesber. So Mitzvah Shem, I'll speak out to Hezbollah tomorrow. There's also a Rajman a Ritva on Pishta Mutzemer. We're going to do that also quickly tomorrow. Tomorrow is already Thursday. The next sugya of Hakafas HaRosh. This Amid, till the last word on the Amid is one sugya. The Amid Beis goes back. The first word goes right back to Tzitzis of Shatnes. So I would like to... You have to learn up the Amid in one shot. And then go to the Tzitzis. So tomorrow I hope to do all this and also... sort of give at least a hakdama to the isurim of Pesach Rosh and Pesach Zakat, and we'll do that in the session.